This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tech Talk time, an hour devoted to new technology, some old technology. So let's see. We have me to discuss old technology. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He can discuss old and new technology. And we'll give the honors of new technology to Victoria Keelan. So maybe we start with this new denim jacket that Google is putting together with Levi's. Richie, this would be cool on you.
Oh, yeah.
This is
give me the John Cougar look.
Right. It's supposed to be for urban cyclers. And I don't understand why. I would think that they'd want to have me wear it on the farm. Why not?
Well, it would be perfect. I mean, I don't know how much of a market there is for, you know, high-tech tractor guys, but, you know, you could be the first.
Tech and farming is definitely a big thing now, so Doug could definitely use it. Is this kind of tech gear wear?
Yes. Okay. Got all kinds of apps in it, voice-activated things. You take your phone out of your pocket, or you don't have to, I think, right?
You keep your phone in your pocket, so if you're riding your bike in the city or wherever, and that's what this is their first piece of clothing. All of the technology is woven into the fabric, and it's actually washable, so that makes it.
So would you wear this just to sort of have it? Would you buy it? Is going to be a collector's item? Is that what this is? Sort of like a Harley Davidson jacket.
It just makes using your technology easier. So, for example, instead of having to run your headphone cable up through and just kind of dangling loose, they run one up the pocket to the collar for you. And
yeah, but you know what I'm saying? If you buy all of these T-shirts, you can spend a lot of money for T-shirts that basically advertise something like the Harley Davidson jacket. They're advertising Harley Davidson.
Right.
The Chevy truck logos on
shirts.
This
isn't about branding. This is about how
you're paying for it, too. As a brand and it has a...
Doug's right. I mean, they obviously partnered with Levi's for a purpose because that brand is going to appeal to everyone, you know, loves a denim jacket, and Levi's is known for their denim jackets. So there is a point for them. Google's not making their own denim jackets now. They partnered with Levi's for the brand recognition.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it's exactly what you're saying,
yes. All right, Richie, would you buy one of these?
No, I don't think that I need to be that attached to my iPhone more than it already is that I
Kara,
need to.
Buy one for you or for Lewis?
Kara's in the other studio.
Victoria. It's okay. He calls me Kara now. I think that not just for cycling, but I think that having this in the city without constantly reaching into your pocket and pulling your phone out, just if you're just busy and you're walking around, I think this is great. And all of the jacket is programmable, so you can actually tell it what gestures. Like if you swipe your right, if you use your left hand to swipe your right cuff, that actually will tell the jacket to do something on your phone.
I'm going to try this. Hold on a second. Ready?
What happened?
How's that? The Great American Salute. Use that in your wear your jacket for that. Maybe not.
You can program it if you want to be hostile. Yes.
Right. Okay. This is right up Richie's alley. A craft beer company solving the plastic six-pack ring problem.
This is the best news ever.
That's great.
Saltwater Brewery down in Delray Beach has created edible six-pack rings that feed rather than kill marine life if the ring ends up in the ocean. Oh, we can't eat it. It's for the fish.
Humans can eat it. No, human. Humans
can
eat it.
It's basically in the seaweed. I think it's made out of seaweed.
Beer byproducts. During the brewing process, they use barley. Remember the stuff I used to feed brewer's grain to my cows? That's what this is. This thing is made out of brewer's grain. Safe for humans, good for fish, 100% biodegradable, 100% compostable. I spent the afternoon yesterday on my bulldozer building up. You'd be in heaven if you came up to the farm, Victoria, and saw my compost pile.
Oh, yeah.
400 feet tall.
Whoa.
It's about maybe a quarter of an acre. And I
How
was
smelly
building
it
up.
Is it?
Oh, it's plenty smelly. Oh, yeah, no. It's plenty. I came home last night.
I'll bring my nose plug.
Yeah. Plenty smelly. But I have all kinds of things in there, and I hadn't moved it around. I hadn't. So you're supposed to aerate it and keep air. That's how it composts
right.
faster, and I haven't done that for about last year, I think. So we were spreading manure yesterday, and I was down back, and so I just got in the bulldozer and made my pile. I should take pictures of stuff like that. Probably we could put them on Twitter and Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Standing next to a 400 pile of...
400-foot pile of
400
manure.
400-foot pile of manure? Yeah.
That's your technology. That's you
yes.
are, you are yeah. doing a science experiment there.
Yeah, yes, totally.
Right, it is. Okay, so the only drawback for these rings... They're more expensive to produce.
Well, now they
I hope
are.
Customers will be willing to pay a bit more to help the environment. Would you do that, Richie? Would you pay more for a six-pack of beer with these sort of...
It depends on how much, but yeah. Well, I don't really drink a whole lot of canned beer anyway, but yes, if I were to, and it were, you know, just
well,
a little
you
bit
use
more.
These on, you don't use these on bottles?
They no,
they're still in the old quarter of the
cardboard six-pack holder.
Cardboard.
Yeah. But now, if a company like Pepsi or Coca-Cola
Yeah.
started using this technology for all their six packs of cans. I mean, the environmental impact this could have is
Great.
Massive.
Yeah.
Someone finally solved this problem. I mean, I remember being a little kid, and I grew up at the ocean, and we would go and do ocean beach cleanup days, and we would take the six-pack rings and rip them all apart so that it wouldn't strangle marine life and they wouldn't swallow it whole. And this thing finally solved this problem.
Down on the ground?
No, but I mean, like, if it then went to, you know, probably a landfill,
right.
which I'm also totally against, but at least if it ended up being dumped into the ocean, then it wouldn't have as bad of an impact.
That's one of the things that Bob and I were talking about as we drove back from New York. Rich, you took the train, so...
No, I drove.
Oh, you didn't drive? Well, that's right. You didn't tell me you drove. Yeah. And so Victoria is there, used to it. We were driving by, I think I saw two of them. No, three of them. I saw one... on Long Island, one in Connecticut, and then actually we were driving back in Rhode Island, and we saw this huge mound, a tribute to our foolishness. What a waste, putting things in a landfill like that when they could
yeah.
be chewed up and ground up and used and then burned up.
Yeah, you would think nowadays that we would...
Jeepers, crow.
Yeah, we would be able to really make landfills yes. almost... unnecessary.
Yep. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you would. Three great ways to listen. Say that again, Doug. Three great ways to listen. Do I, if I say that quickly, three great ways. I had an extra on there. Three great ways to listen to the Good Day program when you're on the go. Go to TalkStreamLive.com or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app. If you do not have a smartphone, a dumb phone, you don't need an app or internet, any of that stuff, and call 605-477-3712. Have you done that, Richie? Or you've done? I think
I haven't tried that yet. Right? No, I mean I've got all these other ways to listen. So
605. Well, you can use them, but if you don't happen to have that stuff,
yeah, exactly.
You can call 605-477-3712. You won't get any. There's no charge if you have unlimited minutes. And does anybody have a plan anymore that doesn't have unlimited minutes?
I don't think so.
Imagine anybody would not have unlimited minutes. So if you want to listen to Doug anytime, the day or night, phone, anytime, anywhere, 605-477-3712. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, here we are at 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, focusing on technology. We spend an hour a week trying to help you understand what's out there, what you could be using, what you could be dreaming about. And this is something that I knew would happen. There was a first ever technology and engineering test conducted in England last week, and the girls outperformed the boys. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, announcing the results from a country-wide study of 8th graders, was performed last year. Girls outperformed boys, and let's see, this was by 3 points. White kids, Asian students performed better than their black and Latino counterparts. I don't think there's anything surprising about that. You?
No, my huh? Kids, our community is a lot of Korean kids. And, man, let me tell you something. All of the after-school clubs that are tech-related, all filled with the Asian kids.
Girls prove they have the ability, Victoria, for better critical thinking skills so that they apparently will be able to succeed in the fields of technology and engineering. This is something akin to like veterinarians are now mostly women. Women have been more skilled, better at treating animals, and so more and more women, and as far as that's concerned...
I didn't know that. That's an interesting statistic.
More women by far in the veterinarial skills. One of the things I find also interesting is that there are more women applying and getting into postgraduates, like doctoral candidates. There are more women getting PhDs now, and more women going into medicine, more women, and those all require technological expertise.
Well, I think it's sort of been a stereotype against girls. And I remember I went to an all-girls high school, so we kind of had a different approach, but in terms of girls can do anything. But I do think that there does tend to be an emphasis or a stereotype that women aren't as good in the math and science disciplines as men, for whatever reason.
My niece's graduation party yesterday from Towson University, and she is going to be working for a telephone company as a software engineer.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right, so the girls are better than the boys. Mm-hmm. So what do the girls say? Nah, 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 nah.
Who run the world, girls?
Who runs the girl? No, that's probably not a good sign. Not a good song to be singing. Who runs the girls? Girls run the girls. All the girls in my life run by themselves. No interference. Yeah, right. Run me around. 21 after. This is a good day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hour. This is the Tech Hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, experts all in our own right in the world of technology. So there's a company in San Francisco wants to put self-driving trucks on the highway. Did you see the video from this last Friday?
The tractor-trailers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a driver.
Scares me.
Supposedly, the driver would be there, but it would eliminate two passenger cabs in favor of one. So this company, the Auto Corporation, wants to equip trucks with software, sensors, lasers, cameras, that sort of thing, so that the driver, when he gets tired, can get into the sleeper, the truck can keep going. So the driver can drive. It's like being on autopilot when the pilot can decide. You want to fly the plane yourself, or you want autopilot to fly the plane. This is autopilot for trucks. And they have to somehow or other figure out how to put into the software navigation for 220,000 miles of highways in our country. Somehow,
well, that's
somebody.
Easy. They've already got that.
You think that's easy? How's that easy?
Google Maps. I mean, it's already there.
Well, but it doesn't have the technology tied to running the trucks any more than running the cars. It's the same technology you need to have self-driving cars, isn't it?
Basically, I mean, I'm sure that there's a little bit of a difference just because they're so large, so maneuvering the vehicle. But, I mean, the mapping is already there.
The weird thing is when you watch the video, the truck kind of hugs the outer white line of driving. It's not really in the
stay
center
close
of
to the
lane.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it needs to be. That's safe.
Okay.
Here's kind of an interesting take on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just looked up the article, and here's the headline on IEEE.org. Auto self-driving truck company wants to replace Teamsters.
Yeah.
So think about it in the context of McDonald's replacing $15 an hour cashiers with touch screens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, think about
which is the way McDonald's is going anyway, so yeah.
Okay. Yes. Are we going to be able to replace these people that are being displaced by the technology, are those people going to be able to get jobs in technology to support the new things?
You know,
is there an evening balance?
Is that, that McDonald's, that previous McDonald's cashier can now be trained and get a job building the technology that's replacing them? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great if you can do it. The idea is similar to the automated pilot. It's the same technology. Automatic, there are trains that operate on their own now. I don't know how legal, it's not legal, it's just how practical that is. But, we use the same technology. Think about it this way. The trains that go from New York to Washington, how are they different than the train, for example, at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta or in Orlando, where you're getting these little two-car trains and there's nobody in the train? They just go back and forth on the track.
Oh, like the airport tram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The airport train at Orlando or at Hartsfield or any. In Dallas-Fort Worth, they have them.
Well, we learned that.
But that's different, though, because if you're on Amtrak, you have so many other factors that can happen, and things can come onto the tracks, people can get stuck.
That Amtrak derailment last year that killed 8 or 9
people.
Because
you know where he was.
Was because the guy wasn't paying attention, and he didn't know where on the track he was and forgot that was the turn where he needed to slow down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
human error.
What about the going back and forth? I'm thinking about driving through Boston streets, for example, or Washington streets. These trucks can't drive themselves through those streets.
They're not allowed to be on those streets in Washington anyway. They have to go around.
But you know what I'm saying. You got to deliver stuff.
Yeah.
How are you
going to
deliver things? Who's going to unload the trucks? All that sort of thing.
There's a lot of variables.
That needs to go with this. But it's an interesting conversation for sure, and interesting to imagine it. 28 past the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
McFadden and Victoria Keelan. One of the things that bugs me about using certain technology or use the ability in your email or in some franchise to sign up for things. Like I bought some things at the Home Depot for my new home. Skylights and windows and storm doors and stuff like that. And so even though I'm there's probably some fine print somewhere that says when you order online or you sign here or you give us your credit card, you give us the right to send you all of our crap. So every day, three or four times a day, I get this email from the Home Depot, and now I'm just going over to have them unsubscribe me because I don't want the stuff isn't necessary. Well, I know what I want and what I want. It just is.
When you initially sign up, there is always an option to not get that email, and it will say get offers from Home Depot, and you can unselect it. But they will always usually check it for you, and you
need to
uncheck it so that you won't get the emails in the first
place.
That
takes time and is annoying.
I find that I spend a significant amount of my day unsubscribing from things.
You want me to,
or just deleting things. Delete.
Let me, hold on. I have a service. Let me pull it up here. Unroll.me.
Yeah, I use that too, but I just have to add in all these new ones.
If you go to unroll.me and then enter your email address, it will go through your email and it will look for all of these type subscription emails that you have in your inbox. And then it will give you the option to say, do you want to just unsubscribe from these?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to take some of them and say, yeah, I still want this, but I want it all to show up in like one email. So what happens to me is about once a month I go to unroll.me and I enter my things, and there's certain ones where I'm like, I don't want this anymore. Yeah. But there are other ones where I'm like, you know what, that one still might come in handy from time to time. Go ahead and put it in my roll up. And once a day I get an email with all of those subscription emails in one email in my inbox.
Really?
So I could open it up and go, okay, is there anything in here I want? Nope, delete it. And it's one email in my inbox.
Yeah.
It's a great service.
That's handy.
Unroll.me.
Unroll.me.
Yeah.
All right. So my mind was wandering during our pause at the bottom of the hour. We were talking in the last half hour about automated trucks and comparing them to the idea to have self-driving cars and what it's like to be a pilot in a plane when it's on autopilot. So I'm just using my imagination to see or think, how far out can this go? Can we, you know, there are a lot of movies today that have artificial actors in them. The video games that have these made-up humans that, or the things in there supposed to look like humans. Can we ever imagine in our mind when there'll be no more humans playing baseball, but they'll have robots
football, yeah,
throwing the football, baseball, hockey, any other?
I see football being a virtual sport within the next 50 years.
Yeah. So how will that work? So that people won't get hurt because it'll be robots out in the field.
Yeah, people still want the action. They still want the competitiveness. But as you can see with all of the situations with everybody getting beat up and knees and head. They're going to move to some sort of a
virtual
sport.
Why would that be appealing? Would you go to watch a football game played by a bunch of robots?
You won't go anywhere. You'll watch it on your TV.
Would you watch it on your TV?
Let me tell you what else is going to become a huge sport in the next 10 years. Drone racing.
Drone race.
This sport is made for television because of all of the cameras inside them. These drones are doing 80, 90 miles an hour, flying through the tightest courses and places, and it is made for television. The wrecks.
That's
will be,
a good idea.
It's happening.
Where?
There are races and leagues all over the country where drone racing, where they have one and two cameras per drone, and all you need to televise that is to tap into the wireless camera feed on the drones, and all of a sudden you've got a TV show, and it's exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going back to the football question, I'm assuming there would be individually operated robots playing football, right? So, like, you would still need a coach and a coaching staff and strategy and everything. I think that could actually be really exciting to watch.
What is it? ABC on Monday nights. My kids and I watch BattleBots, where people build robots that fight each other. These little...
Both your children watch this?
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
Wow. With all this fighting and violence?
No, it's little robots, I don't know, about the size of, 2 feet by 2 feet, and they're 8 to 10 inches high or whatever. whatever, and they get inside this caged dome, and the people who operate the robots are on the outside of the glass of the dome, and one robot tries to destroy the other one, and they have
violent.
They have saws. They have flames. They have.
Oh my god!
Wow.
It's amazing. It's great.
Family. It's like a video game comes to life.
Yeah, family entertainment.
Family entertainment.
All right. Well, let's compare that to the new Adele video. That is, I just looked at a little piece of it, described as dizzying. Because of all of the activity. This, when you look at movies, I mean, this is just like a small movie. And you see all of these things. Maybe we're talking about the same thing, Richie. All of these things, the techniques that can be used, using the creativity. I don't even begin to understand how you can hit some keys on a keyboard and create the stuff that's being created in movies and videos, any of this stuff. I don't understand it. You can watch it and maybe enjoy it, but the understanding that it takes, and it's like second nature. Like for me, getting on a tractor and driving it is second nature, or riding a bike, or swimming, or any number of activities. That's like second nature to us. So for the people who are probably Victoria's age and younger, maybe Kara's age and younger, there's nothing challenging about this. They know how to operate all this stuff.
But when you're born with it, and it's just part of your...
I mean, think about me trying to drive a tractor. That would be a disaster.
Well, you could be taught how to do it.
Taught how to do all this stuff, too.
Well, that's what Rishi says. I learn when I need to. I learn when I come around to think, okay, it's time for me to do this, that, or
that. You're a funny individual because I can send you to Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
With a tin can and a microphone, and we can figure out a way to get on
air. Work. Yeah.
But yet, I can hand you a smartphone, and you're pretty well useless. So you are technically, you know what? If that backhoe breaks and a pin falls out, or the hydraulics start to leak, or something like that, you can figure out. So you are technologically minded. You have a great technical mind. Just when it comes to computers, there's that disconnect for you. So it's really an interesting. You're an interesting case study.
Thank you. Here I am, Mr. Interesting. Let's bring people up to date with the remaining week of May, being a part of National Blood Pressure Month. So we have been talking for, a year and a half about Superbeats? How long have we been talking about that?
Yeah, at least.
Science. These are science-backed formulas for Superbeats and the companion product Neo 40. Both of them have a teaspoon of dried powdered beets in terms of what's in the Superbeats. Is a canister of powder. You take a teaspoon, dump it in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and zumba bumba, you have almost immediate energy. It sometimes takes 20 minutes or so for it to really crank in, but you can get it. And by the way, there's a special now. You can save about 50%, actually get free shipping when you call 800-655-4183. Yet another incentive to take care of your heart. Take care of your blood pressure. Get blood by opening up using Super Beats and Neo 40. It's all nitric oxide, and that in your system opens up your arteries, gets the blood everywhere around your
interesting.
Body. It really is.
I was walking through REI. Do you know what REI is?
REI is a sports store.
It's like an outdoors and sports store, right, for camping, biking, hiking, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And on the supplement shelves, they have beet products there. Mm-hmm. And I walked by, and there they had Super Beats, too.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
All these outdoors people are using it.
So you want to get it at the right price, and that's why you'll call 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order it there. Take Super Beats every day like we all are doing. I've been using it now for well over a year. It works. I can feel the energy. It gives me all kinds of pickup, and we need that. We get up early in the morning. Got to make it through the afternoon. I don't want to fall asleep on a tractor. So that's why I'm on to Super Beats big time. Neo 40, take that early in the morning instead of coffee. Put it on your tongue. It'll dissolve and immediately is absorbed into your system. Gives you that charge that you need to get started, to get the cobwebs out, as it were, early in the morning. Both of them work the same way. No beet taste. It's Super Beats. 800 855-41-83. One more time. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com as well. One more time for the number for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Here's an interesting question. If you send a text message to someone while they're driving and they cause a crash, should the injured person or their family be able to sue you? Two men in Pennsylvania have been sued after sending text messages to a driver who became distracted and struck and killed a motorcyclist. The judge is letting the case move forward, and personal injury lawyers around America are closely watching this because of the precedent it could set. However, when a similar case made it to court in 2012, a judge dismissed it, saying that it was the driver's responsibility to ignore such distractions. Let's be fair. It makes sense to hold drivers responsible for accidents they cause, but it's another thing to sue someone who wasn't even in the car. As one judge said, drivers are bombarded with many forms of distraction, and if you allowed a lawsuit against the person who sends a text message, lawsuits could then be filed against anyone who creates a distraction for drivers, like putting a sign by the side of a road. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a focus on technology in this hour of the program. People used to go to Netflix to binge watch a program before the new season came out on network or cable, but now Netflix is running reruns of original shows. We found that. We found Scandal. Meredith said to me last week, I've never seen Scandal, and I only watched it when I'm on the plane to catch up. But now they're all of these, the first episode, first season of these things you can watch on Netflix. And now, apparently...
sure, Hulu too.
Right, but apparently they're also running the original shows from the networks as well as their own shows. That's what I find interesting. That, yep. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Hulu is owned by the networks. So if you're looking for old seasons of network shows, that's a great place to find them as
well. Yeah, it is. There's so much stuff, my God. How do you keep track of it? That's it. Man.
Pick and choose, brother. Pick and choose.
Business as usual. All right, more coming up 15 minutes after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
It's Tech Talk time, an hour of technology with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The USA Today technology section had a focus on old phones or just plain old gadgets, it looks like, Richie.
Gadgets laying around the house. Like, for example, I have an old iPhone 3 laying around. What are you going to do with that thing, right? One of the things that they say, and two interesting points, actually, all cell phones, by law, are supposed to have the capability to be able to dial 911 whether it has service or not.
Really?
So just keeping an old phone charged in some place, you know, maybe the glove box or something where you might need it for 911 service. But more interestingly, use it as a surveillance camera. If you want to, let's say you have a roommate that you think is doing something in your bedroom, and you can just set it up in the corner, download an app onto it, and leave it hooked up to your Wi-Fi in your house, and you can see what it's seeing all day long on your app on your phone that you're carrying around. Or you can use it as a baby monitor. So instead of having to go out and buy some kind of a house monitor, you can just use that old device to do it. So there's two apps. If you're using an Android, you can use Salient Eye. And if you have an iPhone, you can use Manything. Those are two apps that you can use for surveillance. Let's say you have an old iPad or an old Android tablet laying around. use it as a digital photo frame. Set it up on the end table, load a bunch of pictures on it. There's plenty of apps that will rotate pictures. And instead of going out and spending $100 on one of these photo frames, you can just use old technology.
Yeah, my friend did that once. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
That looks cool.
And Doug, this is actually one that we did for you. You can revive an old computer. Let's say you have an old Windows computer and it won't update to the latest, greatest version of Windows just because it's the motherboard won't talk to the new...
Sounds like what I'm doing right now.
Right. So what you can do is you can use Linux. Linux is an open source free operating system that you can
download.
Don't
I have it on my call commander?
And the computer, the laptop that you have sitting right next to you was a laptop that I bought probably 10 to 12 years ago.
Right.
Paid $600 for it. It was worthless. I was going to throw it out. I ended up having my engineers here put Linux on it.
Doug!
Put Call Commander on it, and it's still being useful to you 10 or 12 years later into service.
It is.
And then apparently Chrome is coming out with a free OS that you can load on computers as well. That's kind of a minimal, very basic user system, operating system, that will run on old computers. And so before you chuck that computer away, see if maybe there's something that you can use it for, just a basic daily thing, and put one of these basic operating systems on it.
Yeah, Linux.
Linux. It's great. Linux. All of my computers here at the studio are Linux.
All right. So always we're coming up with ideas. The reason that we have this program, what I'm trying to do with this, is to tell you what's going on in a way that we can all understand it. If I can understand it, anybody can understand it. And to bring you up to date on what may be around the corner, up the street, or over the horizon. And then there's the anecdotal things like Google and how important they are to our society. Imagine in what, 10, 12, 15 years, Google has become these four or five companies, Apple, Amazon. Look at how they've taken over our
when
lives.
When I think about the fact that YouTube is only like 7 years old, it blows my mind.
Right. Well, look at Uber, even.
Yeah.
How quickly that develop. So it's not surprising that Google has a lot of access to the White House. Somebody did a study, somebody needed to get a life, of visitor logs, showed 427 meetings between Google officials and administration officials over the last year. The lobbyist for Google is Joanna Shelton. She visited the White House 128 times, more than any other lobbyist. Google officials have been to the White House 427 times with 363 meetings. The first meeting they had last year was about the snooping, the NSA snooping. That was something put together by Zuckerberg and the Google people.
That's close to every other day they're at the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, this technology stuff is, whether it's because there's politics or because it's good for business, I mean, there are all kinds of reasons that it makes sense, but is it out of the noise? Is it not fair to have them have so much access to the administration?
I wonder if they stayed in the Lincoln bedroom.
The two boys, are these guys gay?
No, the Google reps. They probably had access to the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah.
I probably wired it up.
Yeah, I mean, once you go in there, you never expect to see some dramatic pictures of the White House soon on a Google near you. 59 past the hour. Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.